Morning, gentlemen. Today is the last day we're going to be learning before the Heilig Zman comes to a thrilling conclusion. As we get closer and closer to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So, we're going to finish the Perek today. Baruch Hashem. Isn't that amazing, the way Hashem runs the world, that we're getting to a point of finishing? We're up to a fresh Mishnah. Steak Fresh Hotline. Yud Beis, Amid Beis. This Mishnah is going to judge Bahaskaris Yitzis Mitzrayim by Kriyashma of Ma'ariv. A nice insight I'll share with you after the Mishnah. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Ba'Lelos. Right? The Mishnah Yud Beis and Beis towards the bottom. We mentioned the Parsha of Tzitzis of Skiris Yitzias Mitzrayim even in the evenings. Okay? Even though the mitzvah of Tzitzis does not apply at night as a Chiyuv, because it's Shteit and Pasuk or Isam also Uzecharsem, and that's only at a time when one could see by day, nonetheless, we still mention the parasha of Tzitzis in the evening. Amar Blazer ben Azayi Hareani Kiven Shivim Shana. We know this, what? From the Haggadah. Actually, it's from the Mishnah. The Mishnah. We know it from the Haggadah. We know it from the Haggadah. But no, but the fourth parak is from the Mishnah.
We know when the Baal Haggadah
lives. Ah, that's a great Shaila. That's something I don't really know enough about, like the different pieces he put together. Yeah. You have to say the person who was Mesader the Haggadah came after. Broke the story, right? Behold, I'm like a 70-year-old. Remember the day he became Nasi? He was only 18, and then all of a sudden he grew a little bit of a white beard. He says, I'm like a 70-year-old. Velo zachisi shetemar yitzias Mitzrayim. And I wasn't zoich, I didn't merit to say that we should say yitzias Mitzrayim ba'leilos in the evening. Ad shedarsha ben zoma, until ben zoma came around and gave the following drasha. Shenemar lamatiskar es yom tzeischa Mitzrayim. You should remember the day you left Egypt, all of your days. Yemei Chayecha is referencing that you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim by day. Kol, underline the word kol, Yemei Chayecha, that is referencing Halelos. It's interesting that it says that Eliezer ben Azariah, he says, Hareani kiven shiv mishana v'lo zachisi. I'm like a 7-year-old and I didn't merit this teaching. He was only 18 though. It's like he lived so long, meaning he wasn't 70. I don't understand the drush, meaning I lived so long, it makes sense, that I didn't merit to understand this drush until later in my life. But he wasn't an old man. It only appeared like he was an old man. All right, kasha on my side. Okay. The Chachamim disagreed, and they disagree with this drush. They said, Yemei Chayecha is referencing Olam Hazeh. That's referencing this world where we're going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol, in quotes, Yemei Chayecha, that's referencing Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. That is referencing the time of Mashiach, where there's still going to be a Chiyuv to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even though there are going to be miracles that far surpass Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's still going to be a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, we're going to learn more of the discussion between the Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. Here we're going to discuss Amlehem Ben Zoma L'Chacham. Said Ben Zoma L'Chacham. V'chi maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim L'Mos HaMashiach. Are we really going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, the miracles of the exodus of Egypt at the time of Mashiach? It says in Yirmiyah chapter 23, Chav Gimel Pelag Pesukim, Zion and Ches, in quotes, Hine Yoyim Boim Num Hashem. Days are coming. You've heard the expression, hashtag days are coming. This is where it comes from. Hine Yoyim Boim Num Hashem. V'lo Yom Ruot Chai Hashem Hashem Eloh Espedei Yisrael Mitzrayim. We're not going to discuss anymore that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who took us out of Egypt. Ki Im Chai Hashem, rather, the Lord lives, Asher Heleh, V'asher Hevi Yizera Beis Yisrael, Me'eretz Zafon. This is Hashem who took us out of the northern areas, U'mikol Ha'aratzos, from all of the nations of the world, Asher Yidachtem Shem, which He has pushed us there. So you see that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not going to be discussed anymore from the Pasuk, but rather what are we going to discuss in the time of Mashiach? The miracles of the time of the Mashiach, which are going to far surpass the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Amrulo, so the Chum said to Ben Zoma, no, lo shete aker Yitzias Mitzrayim im koma, not that we're going to uproot the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim from its place, the Chachamim responded, Rather, the Geula, the future Geula, is going to remove us from the subjugation of the nations of the world. That's going to be Iker. That's going to be the primary miracle. V'yitzias Mitzrayim, Tafel Lo. The miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's going to be secondary. So we're always going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the point that the Chum is telling Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma says, no, no, the Pasuk is only used to teach us. It's mentioned at night. Keyotze Bo, at Omer, similarly, another dogma, another comparison, that the Pasuk is speaking about the evening. You have to say the following. It says in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, Lo Yikari Shimcha Od Yaakov, Kim Yisrael Yeshmecha. We're no longer going to call. We're no longer going to call Yaakov anymore, right? We're going to call him Yisrael. Lo Sheyakar Yaakov Mimkomo. Not that we're going to uproot the name Yaakov from its place, right? Ella Yisrael Iker. The primary name of Yaakov is going to be Israel, and Yaakov Tafelo, and Yaakov is going to be secondary, right? Similar to what the Chachamim is saying, that the Olam Haba, the miracles of the Mashiach are going to be primary, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be Tafel, secondary. But we're still going to mention the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Furthermore, the Chachamim bring a raya to their sheet, of Echeinu Omer, Al Tizkeru Rishonus V'Kadmonios Al Tizboninu. Don't mention the earlier ones. And the Kadmonis, the early ones, don't think about, because he because I'm going to make new, he says in Yeshaya, at the time of Mashiach. It doesn't say Al Tizkur Rishonus. What do you mean? Don't mention the earlier ones. Don't think about it. Ze Shibud Malchius. That refers to the Shibud of Bavel and Madai and Yovan. Vikadmonios, and the Geula prior to that, the redemption prior to that, Al Tizbonu, don't think about Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is a new one, which is going to cause us to flourish. I'm going to give you a miracle, which is going to cause you to flourish. So Tani Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, the explanation, what is this new one? Zum Melchamas Gog U'Magog. This is going to be the large war of Gog U'Magog, which is going to lead to the Mashiach coming. Right? That's going to be the big Nisim. Now the Braisa continues to explain the words of the Chamim, that the later miracles, that the Nisim Achronim, They're going to be far beyond the earlier ones. Mashlumah Hadavar Domeh. What is this comparable to? Ladam Shemahalich Bederech Upaga Bo Ze'ev V'Nitzel Mimenu. A person is traveling in the path, and he encounters a Ze'ev, a wolf, right? Like from the end of the Gemara Machis. Okay, and he gets saved from the wolf. Gevaldik. The Yemisapi V'Holech Umayis Ze'ev. And he used to tell everybody about him and the story and the wolf. Right? Pagabo Ari. Then he runs into a lion. V'nitzel mimenu, we say from him. And he told everybody about the story of him and the lion, and he didn't tell anybody about the story of him and the wolf. When you advance to the championship series, you no longer speak about the divisional series. You only speak about the next round, because that's the more chashuv azach. You understand? Nobody cares about Andy Chavez's catch, because they lost the next round. You know what I'm saying? They only care about the next sequence of events, the more difficult challenge. Then he runs into a slithering snake. And he's safe. And he's what? It's a rough day. It's all a mashal. And he's safe from the nachash. He forgets about the lion. He forgets about the wolf. And he tells everybody the story of him and the snake. Af kol Yisrael kach Yisrael so to Yisrael. Saras achronos mishkachos eser rishonos. The later miracles cause us to forget the earlier miracles. Right? Okay? So therefore we see that the primary miracles are the later ones. Not that we don't mention the earlier ones, but they cause us to forget them. Avram, now, the Gemara is going to go back to explain additional opinions like their Shita. Avram, who Avraham? Avram is Avraham. Okay, Betchila initially Naisa Avla Aram. He was the father and manig of the town called Aram. Ulubasof, and afterwards Naisa Avla Chol HaOlam Kula. Then we add the hey. Why? Because he became the father of all the nations of the world. Okay, so we see from here once again that the first name does not contradict the later name. The later name just adds to the earlier name. That's the Chachamim Shita. We still remember the earlier miracles of Olam Hazeh, but in Olam Haba just becomes the primary one that we focus on. Furthermore, Sarai, he's Sarah. Sarai, we know, is Avram's wife, and she becomes Sarah. But Chila, she's called Sarai. Nasa Sarai, Le'uma Sa. initially she's only the tsar, she's the servant, not the servant, but she's the royalty of her nation. Then she becomes the royalty of the entire world. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring Tanoim, who argue on the Chacham. Which do we mention in Olam HaEmes, the Olam Haba, the Olam Haza? Do we mention the time of Mashiach, the miracles of Mitzrayim? Tani Bar Kafra, Kola Korila, Avram, Avram. Wait a second. You wanted to say that Avram piggybacks off Avram and you could still call him Avram? Just like by the Mashiach you mentioned the times of Mitzrayim. Is that true? Wait a second. Kola Korila, Avram, Avram. If you today call Avram, Avram, over Basay, you have violated a positive commandment. Shenemar, Koshtein Pasik, right? Vayosh Shimcha Avraham. And his name was Avraham. Right? Rebbe Elazar Omer, over Belav, you violate a lav. Shenemar, Valoyakar, oh, that's Shimcha Avraham. You no longer call him Avraham. So you, Chachamim, want to bring a raya that even today you can mention the miracles back in the day of what? Of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Avram, you're not allowed to call him Avram anymore. It's a positive commandment to call him Avram, and even so, might say, what? It's a negative commandment not to call him Avraham. Says the Gemara, Elameata, really? Hakoral Sara Sarai Hachanami? If you call Sara Sarai, that's also a violation? Hasim Kuchabrichu, even a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Amal Avraham, Sarai Ishtecha, Loi Tikra Shma, Sarai, Ki Sara Shma. Because a Kaddish Baruch Hu says that what? That her name is no longer going to be Sarai, but her name is going to be Sarah. And that's a commandment to Avram, Lo Tikra once again. Furthermore, El Me'ata, Korli Yaakov, Yaakov, Ochanami. I, even if you call Yaakov, not Yisrael, that's also a violation, says the Gemara. No. Yaakov is different. Why is Yaakov different? Shani Hasim, it's different over there. The Hadra Hadre Krah, the Pasuk goes back and calls Yisrael Yaakov. Because it says, Dichsiv in Bereshis, Memvah, Pasuk Beis, it says, Yom Elokim Yisrael, Bimaras HaLayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets Yisrael in the vision of the evening, Vayomer, Yaakov, Yaakov. And then he says, Yaakov, Yaakov. See, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Yaakov. So therefore, by Yaakov, there's not necessarily an Isra. Okay, but there are Isurim by Avram and Sarai. Don't call them. The Gemara concludes the Perek with an additional Kasha. Makshu Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Vitema Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. It says in the Chemia, Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Becharto BeAvram. We say this every day in davening. You're the Lord who has selected Avram, not Avraham. Aye, how could he do that? Amalei Hasam Navi Hu Dekamahadur L'Shvecha DeRachmana. There, what? The Navi is praising Hashem. May Dehave Meikara. What was initially? It's kind of like this. You want to talk about the Dodgers. If you're talking about the Dodgers from the 50s, you're going to call them the Los Angeles Dodgers, or you're going to call them the Brooklyn Dodgers. About it, you're going to call them what? The Brooklyn Dodgers, because in the 50s, that's what they were. So if you're praising Hashem, Hashem, you're the one who selected Avram. Why are we saying that you're the one who selected Avram? You're not going to call him Avram? Because when Hashem selected him, what was his name?
Avram.
Hadron Olach, Meim Asai. We have now completed the first perek. Okay, just to get us started, the minhag ha'olam is, when you finish the perek, you learn a little bit into the next perek. You're not supposed to say, oh, I finished. So let's learn a little bit into the next perek about reading the Torah, okay, and what happens when that conflicts with Kriya Shema. The Mishnah is going to explain the kavana of Kriya Shema and what happens when you have to stop in the middle. Haya kori b'Torah, a person's reading of the Torah, he happens to be reading the parish of Kriya Shema, and it came time to read Kriya Shema. So what should he do? Im kivin libo, if he has kavana for Kriya Shema, givaldik yotze, then he could fulfill it. But if not, he wouldn't fulfill it. Okay, let's say you're reading Kriya Shema, and in the middle of Kriya Shema, but prakim. You're what's called in the middle of the prakim. You're between Shema and Vayem Shema, between Vayem Shema and Vayomer. Shoel, at that time you're allowed to ask somebody how he's doing when they are covered, because if he's a very chosh of a guy, you can give him covered. Umeshiv, and you can respond to a person, okay, if they ask you how you're doing. Okay? Be'emsa, if he's in the midst of Kriya Shema, in the middle of a bracha, in the middle of the perek, Shoel only mipnei hayira. Only mipnei hayira, if he's scared of somebody that he's going to be killed. Umeshiv, he's allowed to respond because of covet. Okay? That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he's be'emsa, shoel mipnei hayira, he's allowed to once again ask Alts Yira, I jumped the gun. Rabbi Meir says you can meishiv under any circumstance. You can respond in any circumstance. Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'emza, you could show Mnei Yira, you could ask Alts Yira, because if you're scared, umeishiv only Mnei HaKavod. Okay? But you can't show Mnei HaKavod. But Prakim, I got that totally wrong, by the way. Nobody's paying you. Come on. Be'emza, that if he's in the, that's, he's talking about Be'emza. Right, but now, but prakim. But if you're between the prakim, shoal mipnei hakavod, you're allowed to ask alts kavod of the other person. Umeishiv shalom, not only alts kavod, but they call on them. So he's very, very makel. We see in this case that that's the opinion that we just read of Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, what is considered? Now the Gemara is going to ask, what is considered ben prakim? Elu ben prakim ben bracha rishona l'shnia uben shnia l'shma. Whether it's between shma and vayam shemoa, vayam shemoa into vayomer. L'shma ben shma l'vayam shemo, between shma v'yam shemo, v'yam shemo l'vayomer, and by v'yomer l'emetz v'yatsiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, ben v'yomer l'emetz v'yatsiv lo yasik. He can't stop there. That's where the emes plays out. Where do we say the emes? Hashem elokechem emes. Which part is that a part of? Rabbi Yehuda ben karcha, lama kadma parasha shma l'vayam shemo. Very important philosophical piece right now. Why does shma precede? We know we have three parashiyos of kriya shma. But why does Shema precede Vayam Shemoa? Initially, you have to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. If you do a mitzvah and not doing the yoke of heaven, you're simply doing your ratzim, not God's ratzim. Then you remember all mitzvahs, the yoke of the mitzvahs. Then, Vayam Shemoa Levayomer, Vayam Shemoa Lenoeg Ben Bayom Ben Belaila. Because and why Vayam Shemoa before Vayomer? Because that applies both by day and night. And Vayomer, which causes Schir Sisis Mitzrayim, that only applies by day. Soloveitchik has a very beautiful chiddush. We should end like this. Where he says, Vayomer, this whole idea of Vayomer, he lumps into as part of Kriya Shema, even at night. So why do we say it at night? There's opinions here we shouldn't say it at night. He says, because the idea of Zechir Sisis Mitzrayim, that's part and parcel of Kabbalah Sol Malchus. To recognize that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does all this for us, that's recognizing the Kabbalah Sol Malchus. Gentlemen, have a wonderful vacation. I want to remind everybody, we are not learning the day after Sukkot. We will pick it up Thursday, the day after. Okay, looking forward.